This is the song of the Midway. You hear it under yards of blue canopy along the Midway's main drag. Carnival game operators meet, greet, entertain, and invite fairgoers to come and play. And among the chorus of carnival criers, there is a voice that stands out.
Yeah, to be honest, this could be your winning race if you walk away now.
It's a voice noticeably not from Texas.
I'm from Australia. My name's Chris.
Chris Vanaher stands on a platform above the game players, shooting water from a gun into the center of a target. 4-foot-tall stuffed bananas with dreadlocks and big smiles hang behind him like backup singers. Vanaher has not always been the lead vocalist of a Midway game. He used to be a chef.
I worked aboard luxury yachts, private luxury yachts, private chef, and fell apart after September 11th, fell apart. Nobody chartered boats anymore, went out to sea anymore. Everyone was too scared. So I had to find something else to do. So here I be at the carnival.
Along with his wife, who works a game a short distance away, the couple travels the carnival and fair circuit almost year-round. The Vanahers are part of 1,000 game and ride operators working the state fair. Transportation and lodging are part of the workers' salary packages. They don't get overtime for the 12-hour days. When the gates close at 10 p.m., many workers walk to the fringe of the fairgrounds and an RV park hidden behind a privacy fence with 24-hour security. Rusty Fitzgerald runs the Midway and the RV park.
I have a store right in the middle of it where they can come in and buy snacks, Cokes, stuff like that. Washers and dryers. We have shower facilities there for them. And we have an employee cafeteria for them where they can get away from the public and, you know, have a good meal. You know, it's not all the fried foods and stuff they see every day of the year.
There are also smaller break areas scattered along the Midway. Vanaher says those are much appreciated, too.
The hours become very strenuous here at these fairs. They really wear you out. Everybody seems to think, you know, that we should be always smiling. You've got to realize that we've just done 3 months of work and haven't stopped. Or you drive the next part, set up, work. They expect you to smile the whole time. We drive.
Fitzgerald says the current day carnival game owner operators and traveling crew members belie the old carny stereotype of kind of shifty and scary. He says one ride operator this year is also an attorney.
The ones, the owners and stuff nowadays, they're college educated. It's a business. You know, they're really friendly people.
Chris Vanaher says that's the carnival game business. Be friendly, entertaining, and get people to play.
You have to read the Midway. Look who's coming in, who's paying attention to you, so you can call them in to sit down at the game and play the game. You really have to have some sort of contact with them, eye contact. They listen, they look at you. It's more like sociology. You've got to read the crowd.
And when the long work day is done?
At nighttime, I have a beer. When I knock off, I have a beer.
Vanaher says when this fair's 24-day run ends, he and his wife plan to take a couple of months off to recuperate. Cheers, mate. BJ Austin, KERA News.